I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas. Our friends from Rand McNally always have some cool stuff that they're unveiling at truck shows. And right now from Rand McNally, Venky Rao. Venky, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
We appreciate you being here. Along with you is Kendra Enser, your Vice President of Marketing. Kendra, thank you so much for being here as well.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about what you're doing here at the Great American Trucking Show. Venky, fill us in. What's Rand McNally unveiling here at GATS?
We are really excited to introduce two new devices, actually three new devices that are extensions of our existing portfolio. And I'll get into that in a moment. We launched the first of our Overdrive franchise, the meant for truckers, the Overdrive 8 Pro. And at the show, we're really excited to announce that we have a baby brother for that device.
Right.
A smaller device, a 7-inch device, with the same bells and whistles, all the same functionality that's been very popular with our drivers. So that's new at the show, Overdrive 7 Pro. We also have TND 540, which is our entry-level purpose-built navigation device, 5-inch display, and that's been table stakes. It's been a very solid product for us. We are now on our fifth generation, and rather than do a small tweak on an existing design, we've redesigned it from the ground up. So that's another big story at this show. And then for TND 740, which we announced a few months back, at this show we're announcing an extension to that device that allows it to be a one-box ELD solution.
Right.
So essentially an accessory called DC200S that is a very simple swap of the existing mount and it transforms it into an ELD solution. So, three great new products, and we're excited.
Let's talk about how these products meet the demand in the trucking market by the end user.
Yeah, good question. So I start with the TND 540. As I mentioned earlier, we have had a solid run with our purpose-built navigation devices.
Right.
A lot of our drivers like the simplicity, yet the information-rich content we have in our TND franchise. So we knew that they were looking for something that would continue delivering that value, but then we have gone ahead and kicked it up a notch in terms of incorporating the best hardware. It's got a quad-core processor, a much brighter, higher-resolution display that gives a lot more pleasing content and, more importantly, easy-to-read content within that 5-inch form factor. So we've adapted the 5-inch navigation device to make it more easy to use. And that's as far as TND 540. What we also did with the Overdrive franchise, we introduced this new line of products that will help truck drivers be more productive, more connected, more entertained while on the road. It brings together the best of communication. It's got Bluetooth, hands-free calling and texting on the device. So if a trucker is in the midst of a delivery, they can accept an incoming call without putting themselves in harm's way, without being distracted at all. Text messages pop up on a screen on a big 7 or 8-inch display, depending upon which product they've purchased. But also, the product also allows them to tap into the best of what their smartphone has to offer.
Right.
So, as you may know, there's practically every smartphone, for instance, iPhone has the Siri, a voice assistant. Now, our tablet, the Overdrive Pro, lets you invoke your voice assistant with a push of a button on this device. So
wow.
You want to look up some information, you want to search for, you just want to know what the weather might be in Alaska for whatever reason, You can actually query that just from your device. So you don't have no more phishing for your phone for any reason. It's obviously we've taken the best of our navigation and routing engine and incorporated that as well in the product. It's got an inbuilt dash cam. Mm-hmm. So and that dash cam actually has an 8-megapixel resolution, very high-end resolution. So whether it's a loop recording that a driver wants to keep for peace of mind so that it's constantly monitoring the road ahead. Should something untoward happen, they've got evidence of what happened, you know, especially if they're they want to establish that they were not responsible for the incident, there's a recording they can rely on.
Sure.
To show the insurance agencies or the authorities, as
right.
the case may be.
Right.
The product, also another amazing feature in this product is the SiriusXM receiver. Baked into what we call the smart mount or slice on this product, the magnetic piece that the tablet actually snaps onto, baked into that mount itself is the GPS receiver. It's got a GPS receiver and a SiriusXM receiver. And which essentially is the core of the entertainment piece there.
Sure.
You now have a way to enjoy from this device, numerous channels that SiriusXM has to offer. Also, as a promotion for the first 3 months, our drivers will get 3 months of all access subscription
right.
when they buy this device.
Sure.
And beyond that, it's really up to their discretion, it's a decision that they can make down the road.
Right.
I think I touched on all the main points. The one thing I also want to mention is you can also play back music. You can stream music from your phone, as an example. So there's a lot for the driver while they're driving to keep them productive, so they have routing
right.
That gets them from A to B in the most efficient way possible. But then they can be entertained along the way. They can stay connected along the way without being distracted. I think all that adds up for the essential companion for the trucker.
Sure, sure. Integrating everything into that one device and including all of the points of interest that you might have, entertainment and otherwise, into that device. So when are these products going to be available?
So OverDrive 8 Pro is already on the market.
Okay.
OverDrive 7 Pro is available this month.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks. So later this month, it'll be in retail locations nationwide.
Right. Kendra, what can you tell us on the ELD front, the ELD mandate? Is there any news? What do drivers need to know about ELDs and about certification of ELDs? What's important here?
Okay. Yeah, so here we are at the GATS show, and we're seeing more and more ELD purveyors. We know just from the commercial side of our business that while some of the larger fleets have already implemented and might be a little bit ahead of the curve on this, there are quite a number of drivers that still have a wait-and-see attitude.
Right.
But we are getting close, and all signs point to this thing moving forward. So December 18th is the date, right? The FMCSA has set up a self-certification spot on its website. So what that means is that any ELD manufacturer can go in and register and essentially self-certify, which means that they are saying, yes, our device meets all of the requirements of the compliances set out by the government. So, again, that's on the FMCSA website. You can go. You can see there are quite a number of folks that have placed their names on that list.
Mm.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're compliant. It just means that they're saying that they are compliant.
Big level of trust here. And so how do drivers know what they're going to need, essentially. What kind of device is actually going to be compliant and do the right job?
Right. And also, as regulations evolve, that the manufacturer is going to keep up with that and continue to ensure that it's a compliant device. And it's really complicated. I mean, obviously, this thing has been in the works for years.
Right.
So it's very difficult. I think the best advice is really what we've heard from a few drivers that say, you know, there's so many people out there, and at the end of the day, I'm just going to have to go with somebody who I know and I trust, who knows the industry and has been there, you know, not sort of a fly-by-night operation, I guess you would say, or, something out of Silicon Valley, but
somebody, a startup,
but somebody who knows the industry, has been in the industry, and that I can rely upon.
Sure.
And that's really the best advice that I can give.
Yeah. What can drivers do? What does Rand McNally offer in terms of kind of getting up to speed? Because we haven't reached that mandate yet. The date yet isn't, the deadline is not here yet. What can drivers do to kind of test it out? What does Rand McNally offer?
Well, one thing, if drivers are interested, they can go and either on Google Play or the App Store, they can download our Driver Connect app. And that's free. You can download it on an Android or an Apple device or, you know, one of our tablets, Android tablets. And you can sort of take it for test drive. You can see, you know, what sort of things are required. So when you go into the app, how do you go into the app and tell it that you're on duty or off duty or,
right.
or whatever?
Right.
And you can do that, and you can play around with it before you make the commitment to purchase an actual ELD device that has to plug into the J-Bus to be compliant.
Right, right. So this is all great information here. If drivers are at the Great American Trucking Show, what are they going to experience at the booth?
Oh, all sorts of things.
we
have a lot of folks demoing product. We're answering a lot of questions about ELDs, and people have existing devices, and will my device work with this, or can I add this on later so I don't, you know, have to shell out even more money to become compliant. And, of course, we do our usual giveaways. We've got product for sale with show specials.
Hmm.
Something that we've always done, which is a great service, is our customer support group is here. So if you happen to have a device, one of our devices, and maybe you haven't gotten around to updating it recently, updating the maps, you can stop by and our support group will update your device for you.
Wow, really cool. And I know that you folks at Rand McNally for ages have listened to the end user to get that feedback. I know that's important. And part of it, Venky, as you know, Director of Product Management, I know that you're seeing a lot of that. So it's important that if drivers have questions or feedback, whether it's here or any other way, to give that feedback to Rand McNally, to participate, to show, hey, this is what I'm seeing and this is my experience with it, or this is what I would like to see or like from a device in the future. You guys rely heavily on that, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the reasons I love to attend these trade shows. We have a lot of drivers who walk up to us and they get into very specific details about what they've been doing, what their pain points are, what their wish list looks like.
Yeah.
Little things that, in some cases, they're almost, they almost very reluctantly come up with, here's what I'd like to see, but I know that may not be a priority for you. But there are some really good nuggets there that we uncover. So that's something I certainly encourage. And it's much appreciated by Rand McNally, and I love to have those conversations. We also try to do this on a regular basis through our beta program. We have a beta program where we have drivers who also give us feedback
regarding
what's working and what's not.
Out there, these beta users out there in the real world, this is real-time using of the products and that constant feedback.
Exactly.
Yeah, so always great because that's how great products are built. And of course, Rand McNally, the name speaks for itself, really. Venky, Kendra, thank you so much for your time today. Always great stuff. We know we'll talk to you again soon. They can go to the website for more.
Absolutely, RandMcNally.com.
Great stuff. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric.